Welcome to the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast with Philip Washington Jr. Today's episode is brought to you by StonehillWealthManagement.com. Today, along with CPA Allison Rife Martin, Philip talks about planning for retirement. Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. And now, here's Philip.
We are back with another episode of Wealth Building Made Simple with Allison Rife Martin, CPA. What's going on, Allison?
Well, it is the middle of the month, and so I believe we're close to the date. Do you know what March 9th is known as?
St. Patty's Day? No?
Nope, that's March 17th.
Oh, okay.
This one is known as Organize Your Home Office Day. So for those of us who don't have our lives in order, that's the day to do it.
My home office is a moving target because Sweetness has the home office. And so I sort of just float around.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think this is a timely day, the official or the national Organize Your Home Office Day, to start thinking about the business planning pyramid.
Let's talk about it. Let's do it.
So
what is that? What is a business planning pyramid?
So basically, it's kind of like from the foundation. Everybody knows a pyramid is basically a triangle, and it's, you know, 3 points, and there's like level 1, 2, and 3, and the biggest piece is your foundation, which should be the foundation of your business, which in this case would include operations, the management team, your vision, your idea, your why. So it kind of leads into, again, how do you know that you're ready to build a business? And like we talked about in our previous episode about whether to or look at private equity investment, be it friends, family, or third parties. You can't really present yourself for consideration for investment until you have a strong and firm foundation in your business. Obviously, you have to have a great idea. If you're looking for capital or debt equity, or you just want to make sure that you're going in the right direction, you need to make sure that your foundation is strong. So how do we do that? Make sure that we've got a strong top team. So you have to make sure you're going out and, you know, bringing the best and brightest that you can, that you want to who understand your vision and want to help you go in the direction you'd like. Make sure that you've got sound operations. So you need to have somebody who can help keep you on task to implement the vision. And then more importantly, what your vision is, do you have the finances to back it up? So you need to always make sure that you've got a strong financial foundation as well too. So with that said, before we move on to some of the next pillars of it, I want to see, do you have any thoughts about this? Or
yeah, so I was going to ask your thoughts and really sort of a question, or in your opinion on, from a financial perspective, What do you feel is like a good option if you're looking to build the management part? Invest in things that will raise the mental capacities of your existing team, or try to hire outside somebody who already has. I know there's not a right or wrong answer, but I'm just asking your perspective.
Well, I was going to say one of the tenets when you're first starting out is stay lean. So don't necessarily jump right into hiring employees. You may have to find somebody who wants to do the work for sweat equity. You might want to, again, but your goal is to find people on your team who believe in your vision and want to help you achieve it. Knowing that, you know, you want to basically have the right butts in the right seat. So you can't all be the visionary. Somebody has to be the operations person who's like, okay, great. There's your vision. Here's how we do it. Here's how we get from A to Z, kind of a thing. So make sure that, you know, when you're attracting the right talent, you got to find the right people who, again, want to fulfill your mission.
Okay. Get the right butts on the seat, as you say it.
Right. Exactly. So, but then it kind of leads into, you know, as you think about that, again, no one's going to work for free. So you want to make sure, again, you have the financial resources so that you can provide compensation, be it in like sweat equity or, you know, obviously money, some kind of monetary value. But you're going to, you know, focus too on, you know, what are the best ways to bring your product to market, product or service to market? Do you have this the right operations in place to do that? So once you start to have those things, again, then you can really start to focus on marketing your product to get it out and to let, you know, the consumers know that, hey, it's out there. You know, come try it out, see if they like it. And then that opens up the door, kind of like with your idea of strong, positive energy, that people will love it and want to come, you know, partake of your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I feel like you said, a lot of this starts with, and you mentioned it, right? The finance being a good foundation, because I can't imagine you being able to make any of these decisions in the silo outside of like knowing the resources you have to put behind it, right? Whether it's, you know, getting a new butt in the seat, moving a butt out of the seat, expanding a butt in the seat, just using a butt and sticking
with the butt. I would not want to say expanded a butt in the seat.
I know.
No, nobody wants to expand their butt.
Yeah, nobody wants to. Although, you know, they are buying these BBLs, you know, and it's a high price.
I don't even know what a BBL is. What is it?
I don't know what it stands for, but it's a bigger booty.
Oh,
it's like a butt enhancement.
Okay, well, we are not selling butt enhancements. What we're selling is a firm financial foundation.
a firm foundation.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of goes back to, you need to know your numbers. You need to not put everything in a shoebox, the virtual shoebox or the PDF file or whatever. You need to look at your numbers, and you need to be prepared to face some, maybe a negative number you're not really looking to see. But if you don't know what your numbers are, you can't build the foundation to get your product out there. And then again, to go back to what we're talking in our previous episode about private equity, nobody's going to want to buy you if you don't have the strong, you know, financials, the strong team, and, you know, great execution of your vision.
What do you think about your clients just sort of when they feel stuck or in a rut and they feel like things are not trending in a direction that they wanted to go? What do you think about them just kind of resetting their entire, like, for example, like the goal of meditation is just to reset your intellect, right? Your intellect is this hardened idea and belief around some subject. And when you meditate, you sort of break it up and then you allow it to reshape together from the perspective of like today, right? Because you realize that firmness was created at a different time period that was applicable for that time, but not this time. So I feel like, If somebody's looking at their balance sheet and they have their expenses, it was sort of put there little by little based on like their perspectives along the way. But the world is different today. I mean, do you think it's useful to sort of just say, all right, let me just break all this up and rethink how I would do this if I had to bring things into balance today?
I guess my thought would be, sometimes that kind of stuff, if you're saying you're stuck in a rut, either you're not executing your vision the way you want to, or it's a product or service that the market doesn't want. So you have to figure out, you know, listen to, like you're saying, meditation would open you up to the idea of what do you need to do with your business to make it go in the direction you want. And so if that would maybe give you clarity to sit there and again figure, maybe it's not a product that the market wants. So you kind of have to go back to the drawing board and think, well, what is, you know, what problem am I trying to solve that I can do better, faster, and greater than anyone else? And again, if you've got the strong foundation of understanding your finances, having the great team and a great way to execute the product, then you can go back and try it again, or, you know, repurpose your product, your vision into something different that the marketplace will want.
I like it. I like it. Steve, you looked it up. Brazilian butt lifts. BBL.
Okay, good. Thank you for telling me that, because I had no idea what that actually stood for. I was going to try and act like I was all cool and new, but thank you for telling me.
It's okay. You learn something cool and new today. That might be a great business for one of your clients to repurpose their business into Brazilian butt lifts, because they're selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, exactly. Or we could think of something else, you know, better balanced living.
I like that. Better balanced living. Yes, BBLs. We're selling BBLs.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, I just think this was a fun topic on top of private equity, but for sure it's important to make sure you've got a firm foundation in the pyramid. So again, you can, you know, be like all cream rises to the top kind of a thing, you know, get your product out there.
You're never going to be able to say firm foundation without smirking a little bit moving forward, right?
Good thing I don't wear makeup, right?
Let everybody know how they can reach you if they want to get a BBL. Better balanced life.
So you can get Better Balanced Living by reaching out to me at my website, RifeMartinCPA.com, or you can email me at info@RifeMartinAccounting.com, and I'd love to talk about that and any other puns or jokes that you think I haven't heard yet.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance.